Simen Samach Aleph. Mitzvah Shem Sif Aleph through Sif Yud Gimel. Maybe we should be going, finishing the Simen, that's the truth. The Kuglani from Reb Asher, that saves man, we go a little bit quicker than usual, since we're going slower. Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Yikra Kriyashma Bekavono Ve'imo V'yiro V'reses V'ziyah. This is like it was Matan Torah. Kriyashma Limud HaTorah is supposed to be like that, and Kriyashma is supposed to be with the Kabbalah Samav Shemayim, is supposed to be Bekavono Ve'imo V'yiro V'reses V'ziyah. The Mechaber Mishabur brings down from the Goyim that the Kavana that we said is Ma'akiv in Simon Tamach only in the first Pasuk, that's only B'diyeved. But Lechatchila one should have Kavana for the entire thing. Not only that, we saw that the Mishnah Berurah brings down that a person should be every tivui that throughout Kriyat Shema a person should be paying attention to. Kach yikra Kriyat Shema kol tivui v'tivui oynish v'oynish anizker bo yosem aliboy lahavinoi ki yutivui hamelech ha-gadol baruch hu. He brought down that it's keneged aseret hadibros or muzker in the Kriyat Shema. And Alkin Tzor Chodom is boinin b'hem ve'eis amiris Kriyat Shema k'dei shel yovei la'avar alachas mehem. We saw the Rajba in the Tshuva, Chelek Hei Simen Nun Hei, who's Marech. When I get to the first parasha of Kriyat Shema, all the kavanos. What does it mean? Shema. Shema itself has three meanings. And it goes through the entire first parasha. With Kitzer, a person can spend almost the entire day just learning Kriyat Shema. It's, if you look at the Marsho says, at the beginning of the parak, at the beginning of the second parak, he says that the Gimel Ikrim, the Sefer Ikrim, writes that there's really three Ikrim. The Rambam writes that there's Yud Gimel Ikrim, and the Sefer Ikrim writes that there's three Ikrim, that is curdled all the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam. And he says that that's Zichronos, Malchus Zichronos V'Shefres, which is Mitzvos Hashem, Tzchar V'Oinish, and Terumen Hashemayim. He says that that's really, says Marsho, that's really the three parashiyos of Shema, Mitzvos Hashem, and Tzchar V'Oinish is the second parasha. Terumen Hashemayim is Kol HaMitzvos. Tzchar Tzim is Kol HaMitzvos is the third parasha. That means that if you look at the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, Rav Volbo quotes it a few times in Ali Shur and other places, and he says that after a few years, when a person is able to master saying Kriyat Shema and the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei Bekavana, then you should move on to the rest of the things. Don't just rest on your laurels and suffice with that. Everything that you say should be. But it definitely takes an amount of time and investment of effort to be able to properly say Kriyat Shema. However, when working on Kriyat Shema, the first place to start is obviously not to start everything at once, because then you'll just fall on your face when you take on too much at once. Where's the first place to start? The first pasuk. That's the only thing which is ma'akiv, afilu b'di'eved, and that is Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. We'll get up to that in Mitzvah Shem and Samach Gimel. We're going to try to speak about a little bit more what the kavana is the person should have at the time of the first pasuk. Could be that it's just enough to know that he's been Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. At least that's the ma'akiv. But we'll get up to Be'ezer Hashem. That's where we start. That's the haskola is what's ma'akiv, and then we work from there. Every time you learn Kriyat Shema, another time. It's Ki'ilu as the first time. The first time, you should. The Mishnah Berurah brings down. What does it mean? That a person shouldn't read a bimarutza kafir hergol latzidei kriya. Now, says what was he meisef on what he said in Sif Aleph? In Sif Aleph it says you should read it bimito and mila bimila behefsik bin davar ladavar kadam akiriat tivoi. What was the prima gadim meisef in Sif Beis more than we have in Sif Aleph? You're supposed to read it like you're being mina mais. And lulin mesafin amina, I would say that it's possible for a person to be margal himself and make a habit of being mina mais. And you could read the entire Kriyat Shema, Mamish Kemeina Mayis, Vahafto, Es Hashem Elekecho, Vahafto, Es Hashem Elekecho, Vahol, Vahafto, Vahol, Nafshecho. Each word, Mamish. But he has no idea what he's saying. He's not paying attention to what he's saying. He's not being misbrainin. Tor Shir, Lahavim, Vahol, Pama, Shemer, Vahol, Kreisa b'merutzo kafia hergo. V'aklasi de kriyo. In other words, a person should be paying attention to what he's saying, and he shouldn't turn it into habit, even if it's b'mosun or b'milo, but it shouldn't be kilu b'merutzo dahainu, it shouldn't be that it's milumado. Each time he should be paying attention. Kiyodua the gedurli tzadikim would spend more time on Shema than on Shema Yisrael. Lav dafkin in minutes, but the amount of kavana expended during Shema was even to a greater extent than Shema Yisrael, because that's the ikar kavos of Shemaim. There's an interesting kafachaim just to be betayin. He says nichlal, and that which it says b'chol yom yuvenecha kichadoshim. He says nichlal bazesh lo yidcha atzmai miyoyim liyoyim leimar mocher aschol mocher espala bekavana. Right, famous last words. Tomorrow we'll start. After Corona, after, then we'll start. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about yesterday. Where are you holding right now? That's it. Yesh l'tzayin to varta yisef in the Chavetz Chaim. When you get the Kriya Shema, I think it's mutter to put in to be machnasay. But he says the Chavetz Chaim says we say Kriya Shema. V'yu advarim ha'ila sh'arneichim itav chayim. Says advarim ha'ila. That when a person is learning, he should look at it kilu hadvarim ha'ilu. What he has in front of him, the daf in front of him, that's all that he has to learn. Don't worry about the past. Don't worry about the next daf. Hadvarim ha'ilu. Asher anoichi mitzav cho. Don't worry about anybody else. There's no one else here. Don't worry about other people are going to learn. Asher anoichi mitzav cho. You. And hayoim, not tomorrow, not yesterday, just hayoim. When you open up your daf, don't worry about what's going to be and what am I going to do next year and what's going to be next week and what's going to be tomorrow. Right now we're here during Second Seder, Chaparayim, and learn Visa Davzai. Sif Gimel. B'kriya Shema Yesh Reish Mem Hei Tevois, G'di L'hashtam Ramach K'neged Evar Shal Odom, M'saim Shle Yotir Hashem L'kei Chamemes. V'choy Zor V'oimer V'kol Rom Hashem L'kei Chamemes. Says the Ramo, B'zeh Kol Odom Yoytze Hol V'shem Yopi Shle Yotibur Shal Shtei V'teilu, and he's Moitzif, Ima Yochad Reitze Gamkin L'om Rom, Ima Shle Yotibur Ein Isser V'dover. Says Mechaber v'mukurei v'yachid yichad mechmish aser vavin shabayamet v'yatsu shalom tishim him kineged shol yishem et havaya shakol shem oile esim v'shisha v'arbas ha'isi esim shloishim. You have a total of 6 times 15 is 90 and shem havaya is 26 plus the 4 isi is 30, so you get at the end of the day you get shol yishem ois. Then the Indian is not just the shol yishem ois, but it's also shol yishem ois. And the Rama says that the minig is to, if a person is leaning by himself, then the minig is to say Kiel Me'alf Memon. Mechaber Kinir didn't want to say Kiel Me'alf Memon. The Rama says there is. We already saw this big machlekes Yishenim. The Ramban was mevatlit. The Ramiri says he was machzik tevusa lenafshi, that he's mevatal the minig. And the Miri in Mogen Oves goes to protect the Oves, the minig Oves. Yes, say Kiel Me'alf Memon. But it's clear that it's not just an Indian of being mashlim the tevais with any three words. But there's an Indian dafka to be mashlim with shalei shemis. Kael Melech is also Shalish Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nemon is like Emeth. Kael and Melech is Kael is Elikim is the Chuzek, and Melech is Adnus, the Yudkei Vovkei, and Hashem Lekim Emeth, Hashem Lekechem Emeth, and the 90 is really 3 times Yudkei Vovkei. There's an Indian dafka to have Shalish Shemus, and the place can bring down that Shema Fakert starts with Hashem Alekeinu Hashem three Shemais, and it ends with Shali Shemais Hashem Alekeichem Emes. There's an Indian to be Mashlim Ramach Evarim, but in a specific way. Lamaisa, this halacha betzem to be Mashlim Ramach Evarim is not mentioned in the Bavli. The Beis Yisrael brings it down from the Zayar. The Ramban that talks about it on Daf Yud Aleph, he brings it down from Medrash Tanchuma. It's brought down in the Rishonim, it is in the Midrashim, it's in the Zayar, but the Maaseh Bavli doesn't say it. However, it is certainly Paskin Halacha, and that is the Minhag Olam. The only question is, how do we get to Ramach Ivar? So, the Mechaber says that you say, Hashem the Chazan says, Hashem Lekechem Emes again. We already saw the basis of Zmarich, exactly what words should a person say. And the Paskins, you say, Hashem Lekechem Emes. Now, what happens, and the Yachid is listened. That's if somebody is davening b'tzibur, he could be yaitu the Hashem Lekechem Emes of the Shliach Tzibur. Now what happens if you're not finished Shema at the time that they're saying Hashem Lekechem Emes? So Shari Tshuva brings down from the Seder HaYoyim, he says, and Shlomo Kluger and Sefer HaChaim says the same thing, he says that even if you're in the middle of Shema, it's not a problem. You're allowed to listen to It's not a problem of kibbutz if you're going out of order. It's just a hashlama. And therefore, stop what you're saying and say Hashem Lekechem Emes. Tam Chacham once asked me, maybe it was the last time we were learning brachas, probably 10 years ago. He says, what happens if you already start saying Hashem and you're in the middle of talking? You only know that you're starting to talk while you're talking, so you missed half the first word. What should you do in such a case? Good question. I don't have an answer. But L'chera, as soon as you start saying it, listen, and you're yaitzeh with that. What happens if you're before Shema and you realize that you're not going to be able to finish Shema? Is it better to say Kel Melech Neman? Or is it better to listen, wait, start saying Shema, and you'll stop in the middle and be yaitzeh with his Hashem Lekechem Emes? That, I heard from Berkowitz, it's better to just start, and you listen to Hashem Lekechem Emes instead of saying Kel Melech Neman. L'chera, the reason is because not everybody holds you should be masik with the Kel Melech Neman. I think Reb Chaim Dasnaita says that it's better to say Kel Melech Neman in such a case. Either way you do it, L'chera, you're okay. Now, the Isha Yisrael brings down an interesting thing from the Sefer HaChaim, Rishlema Kluger. He says that even if you, before you start Shema, if you finish Tabaycher Ba'am Yisrael Be'ava, and right then, the Chazan says, Hashem Lekechem Emes. He says you could be Yaitse right then with those three words. In fact, if Kel Melech Neman is Keneged Hashem Lekechem Emes, so Shalish Shemes is Keneged Shalish Shemes. But that's not a problem to be mashlim right beforehand. In the brachas, you wouldn't be able to be mashlim. The brachas beforehand, the Yetzor and Avarabah. However, once you finish the bracha, or if you're in the middle of Shema, then it's not a problem. Not only that, the Sefer Chaim goes so far to say that even if you're in the middle of Yatziv, then you could be mashlim. If you already started Yatziv and the Chazan says Hashem Lekechem Emes, you're able to be mashlim. L'chor, you could say Mitzvara, that makes a lot of sense. Reb Moshe's Ma'ariv this in Chilek Hey, Aruch Chaim Siman Dalet, where he goes through the different Simanim in Aruch Chaim. And he's Ma'ariv, he says that it's interesting, the Yechidim say Emes beforehand. You already say Hashem Lekechem Emes, that means you already started Yatziv. And then you're here, you're being mashlim with Hashem Lekechem Emes of the Chazan. So I don't know why it was so pashut to him that that's the case. Maybe that you're being yaitzeh with your MS at one, and then be yaitzeh in the next two words with the Hashem Lekechem of the Chazan. But he says, v'ktatz pele, he says that you already said your MS, and you're ready into Vayatziv, and then you're being gamer, your Amach Ivarim, with your three words that you're hearing from the Chazan. I would have said that, l'chara, not that way, more like the Mishnah Berurah says, but that's the Chazan himself. It seems that the Chazan is yaitzeh with his first MS, and that Hashem Lekechem is being mashed, but not the second MS. So to the rest of the people. But Rosh Hashanah Kluger, if you look there in Sefer HaChaim, Rosh Hashanah Kluger says, he says something else. He says, everybody that's a Yochid, how are they mashlim their Ramach Evarim? With the Tezvav Vavim. There's already 15 words into Emes V'yatziv by the time you're mashlim your Shema. He says, if I can see that you could be mashlim your Shema, your Ramach Evarim, when you're ready deep into V'yatziv and Ochid, then the Chura, it's not a problem to hear Hashem Lekechem Emes and be mashlim it then also. That's what he wanted to tell him. I don't know if that's it's hard to say there's a minig or ilum about such a thing, but that's the mikubal. But certainly, like the Shari Tshuva, it seems that is, you could stop in the middle and be mashlim Hashem Lekechem Emes, and even beforehand, you could be yaitzi with Hashem Lekechem Emes.
It's only until there, only to the end of the month. You can't go two words further. You're gone.
No, he's just bringing a raya that you could be mashlim even in Bemes V'yatzi. L'chora, that's a vice. It's not a sibo, but it's a simen that even in the middle of the next bracha, you still could be yaitze with that. The interesting, I asked Reb Berkowitz, I said, what's if you're in the middle of Shema Yisrael? In the middle of Shema Yisrael, and the Chazal Lepta Hashem Lekechem Emes. Baruch Shem, what do you do in such a case? So, B'mesek L'Sherni, he told me, ooh, you have so much kavanah during the first pasuk. That was his way of telling me maybe to come a little earlier. But you came on time and they were just going fast and you're holding by Shema. What should you do in such a case? L'chur, in that case, in a Hanami, you should not stop. He said, don't stop in the middle of Shema. Rather, be mashlim with the Tezvav Oven. You really can't go back. You're in the middle of Shema. You're not going to go back to Kel Melech Neman. So, you're not going to go back to Kel Melech Neman. And you're not going to be with his MS. You're not supposed to be Mefan Alibay, certainly in the first Pasuk and in Baruch Shem Kronach Hussal and Void. In between Shema and Baruch Shem. The Pashas also you shouldn't. That will seem Ritz Hashem and Simon Samach Vav. But that's, you shouldn't be Masik there either. There's a Shari Tshuva over here in Sif Yud Gimel that brings down, Ayin Lekamam Sama Machzik Brocha Kaz Vashim Ramah Mipanei She'ein Lahafzik Bem Tashma V'lei Bem Tzabar She'ein Kvenim Achuz Yilom V'ayid Klau Abo Bein Shnei Apsukum Eilu Dinu Gibem Tzaperek. He's mitzad that in between you could stop. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah in Samach Vav that he names on that you can't stop. It's all one package of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, and one shouldn't stop in between. He's even Big Shalom B'negeto Yesh Meirabah V'chulam. Memela. What comes out lemaisa is the minigar ilum is if you're davening with a tzibur, if you're by after Abayich Abam Yisrael be'avo, then and you hear Hashem Lekeichem Emes, you could be yotze. If they already started and you're going to start and they're going to finish only when you're in the middle of the Shema, stop in the middle of the Shema and listen to your Hashem Lekeichem Emes. However, in the middle of the first psukim, one should not stop to listen to Hashem Lekeichem Emes. What does the shatz do? What's the meaning of the shatz? So the Mechaber brought down over here that the shatz, the Shliach Tzibur, he says the first time Hashem Lekeichem Emes, and then he's chozer and he says also three words again Hashem Lekeichem Emes. However, the Mishabur brings down from the Ramami Panoi, and he says that the going goes that way also. The first time you shouldn't say the chazan when he's saying it himself, he should not say Emes. Why? Because you're going to get up to Ramat. You're going to get up to 249, and really, there's 245 words in Shema, plus the Emes is 246. Hashem Lekeichem Emes brings you to 249. But mainly, you shouldn't say the Emes the first time, and just be yaitu with the three words afterwards. Not like the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah, it's not exactly clear how he's paskins at the end. He says, HaMinike HaShulchan Aruch, Sheishleim Regam HaPam Rishen, Emes Shlei Lahatir Beinem, Vemes Hashem Yeinu Menem Menin, El Berich HaSemes Yatsavi, King HaSavim HaGodim, Vagro HaKosah HaShikar Gelsar HaMaris. At the end, he throws in that the Gerin Lecher goes not that way, like the Sermon HaMaris. The Minig is not that way, but sounds like he's paskining, maybe he's only saying the Minig from the Prima Godim. Now, Lecher, what's Sakab Shat? How does it work? Lecher, it's a good time. Now, the Ramami Pani is saying that you get up to 249. So how does it work? So that's Prima Godim, only the first Emes counts and the second Emes doesn't count. If Emes is Chelik Hashma, it counts. If it's not Chelik Hashma, it doesn't count. How do you count the first one and not count the second one? So B'chorah, that's the what's miuchad about Emes, is that it's also Shaykh Teshma and it's also Shaykh Emes V'yatziv. It's Shaykh Teshma because Chazal and Mesakin that you should be saying Emes V'yatziv and Emes V'emuno after Hashem Lekeichem, kidei to be paraphrased the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu of Hashem Lekeichem Emes. Therefore, they started the brachos side by Shachar and side by Arvis to start with Emes. So you should say Hashem Lekeichem Emes. So therefore, it's shaykh to Kriya Shema. What is Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is prokim parashiyos that Chazal put together betzem. It's a takonas chachamim the way that it was put together. It's not a deraisa betzem. Maybe each parasha in and of itself is. That's a question. We'll see. But Chazal put it together. Kel Melech Neman is also not part of Shema. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. And it also counts towards the 248. So it's not shver that Emes counts towards the 248 because betzem Chazal and Mesakin that should be said together with Kriya Shema. Mitzad Sheni, it's the first word in the next bracha. The Meila Shaykh the next bracha. So it's not shver that one time I'll count it and one time I won't count it. It's Shaykh the Kriya Shema, so I could count it. But Mitzad Sheni, it's all part of the next bracha. So I'm not going to count it. But Meila, the first one I count, because if I don't count the first one, then we have Ramesh's Taino. Then in the middle of Emes V'yatziv. Doesn't make sense, you can remash them. So you count the first one, you're still Ki'ilu saying Shema, it's Shaykh the Shema, and you're mashed with the Hashem Lekechem of the chazin, and you don't need the emes, you can just drop the second emes, and you have 248 without it. Do you have to be machavin that you don't want to be yaitse with the last emes? I would think not. I think it works automatically. Once you hit 248, you're good, and it automatically drops. I did see brought down from the Machzor Shekel in Sifkat and Aleph that he says in Echanami, the yochad should be machavin not to be yaitse with the emes. I don't know that people are dafka machavin like that. But l'chero, even without it, once you hit the 248 kafish at Tiknu Chazal, then l'chero, you're okay. You don't have to be worried that you're going to grow an extra avar. And even women who have more avarim, also, I saw the place came, Heintek and Paiskim bring down that there's no, it needs to be made if more words.
The Ebbets, if you're not Mechad, that kind of second Ebbets, Mechad, is the Yachit's Ebbets for Ebbets
Yatsif? It doesn't count for him, he says his own Emes V'yatziv. He's not yoytze with that Emes B'chol.
What are you saying?
If one Emes is on both, then yes. Right, you have being mashed in the 48 when you're part of the second Bracha.
Why is that? The first Emes, he's being mashed in.
The second Emes
is out.
The second Emes is
Emes V'yatziv is when he says it himself.
At
the end of the day, even for him, you're right. Lechera, because he's not saying the emes again. He's not saying the emes again. That's the chur. Maybe that's where Moshe's horror is. That the emes is a dual emes.
No, anyway,
it's a chelik of emes v'yatziv. Your emes is a chelik of emes v'yatziv. Nachon. Good, all right. chelik emes is a chelik of emes yatsiv. You're not saying it again. The ma'isa. The what to do la ma'isa? So the nazir Shimshin says he makes the sort of he makes a shara. And Rav Moshe goes this way, and Rav Shlomo Zalman goes this way, and he heard from Berkowitz Lamaisa that one should do this. That it depends. The Chazan, if he's, when the Chazan is finishing, he's not waiting for anybody. As soon as he says Hashem Alekechem, he's finishing, and he's going to say out loud Hashem Alekechem Emes. Then the first time, don't say Emes. You should say Hashem Alekechem Emes. Because since he's not going to be Mafsik, he is being Mafsik with two words, but right away he's saying after Hashem Alekechem, he's going to be saying Emes. Mainly shouldn't say Emes. However, if he's waiting for the Rav, or he's waiting for the Olam, or whoever he's waiting for, then in a Hanami he should say the first time Hashem Kechem Emes, not to be Mastik, and be Choyzer, and say Hashem Kechem Emes a second time. That's how many of the Haintika Paisim go, Lamaisa, like this Nazir Shimshon, and like I heard from Berkowitz.
Why say the second one?
Why say the second one?
Yeah.
So he should start his next Bracha.
Being mafsik
with
Hebrew is worse than not
saying. You're not supposed to be mafsik between the Hashem and the Kechem and the Emes. Once you're saying Hashem and the Kechem, no, because right away you're saying it. That's not considered a hefsik. But if you get the second time, you're not going to say it b'klal. So then it's kilos. You're being mafsik. To say balachash, maybe you should say balachash, but then maybe that's also considered a type of hefsik. You're saying Hashem and the Kechem, you're not saying Emes out loud. Yesh
lahim. If the Chazan gets there before you, should you still say Emes when you get to the end?
If the Chazan gets...
If you were middle and the Chazan with Hashem Elokeichem Emes, so now does that count as your Emes?
No, you have to say Emes anyhow because you're going to be saying the Yatsev, B'cher. B'cher. The... What's the story when a Yochid is saying Kriya Shema? So a Yochid who says Kriya Shema, the way that Ramos says at the beginning, he says, Yochid HaReitz HaGam Kein L'Omer M'Shliach Tzibur Einis HaBredavar. And the Korban Nisanel says that Dafka if it's Betzibur, Dafka is Betzibur, but if it's Yechidus, then you don't say Hashem Lekechem Emes yourself. What do you do? That's the Masav at the end. Say Kiel Malach Memon. And that's how most people are knowing Kim Dumani, is if they're davening Yechidus, they say Kiel Malach Memon to be Mashlam. The Shari Tshuva, he brings down that Habach v'prichodash yiskimu l'Yerushalmi, shimkuri b'yochid, shori le'lemich v'al Hashem Lekechem. Shemati shekin kosa marino rechaim ital shenoi kein rabbeinu Arizal. That Arizal was naig that even when he's davening biyachidus, he was kreifel the Hashem aleikechem to get to 248. And I heard from other people that they're naig like that also. They do biyachidus to Hashem aleikechem emes even to get to the 248. That's the chur maybe where it comes from. However, I think that the prevalent minig is to say kei malach neman. People are. Not only that, people say Kriya Shema Lamita, people also say Kiyam Malach Neman, even if they're only saying the first parashah, which is the Chur, there's no time to say Kiyam Malach Neman in such a case, because you're not getting to 248 anyhow. But it seems that people do that, maybe Seichon Nachat Vazim, unless you're reading all three parashahs. Now, if you're reading all three parashahs at night, is there a reason to say MS at the end? Not to be... Is it only if you're going to say MS V'yatsiv, then you're not supposed to be Masnik. Well, the Chur, if you're not going to say MS V'yatsiv, then there's no reason to say MS. Kim Dumani that the Erlem is naik the same as there also. Also Kim Malach Neman, if they say one parasha, not same as at the end. Tzirchei Nochet Vazel. Well, Lechorim Midino, there's no ending to it. It's when you're saying Emes, then you shouldn't be Mafsik. But the Halach is Lamashal. If you're saying the parasha is out of order, then it's not Ma'akiv, Altsul Mafreya. You're saying the parasha is out of order. You don't say Emes in that case. You don't say, after you said, you skipped over Hayim Shemayim, you got up to Vayomer, Hashem Lekechem, you don't say Emes in that case. You go to Vayayim Shemaya, Laman Yerbu Yemeichem, Kimei Shemaya La'aretz, Emes V'yatsiv. In that case, you wouldn't say Emes, because in a Hanami, you're not starting the next bracha. It's only when you're going to start the next bracha, then don't be Mafsik.
So within 5 minutes before Sotzman Kriyashma, you wake up,
someone's going to stand. Any time, Lecher, that you're not, any time that you're saying Kriyashma by yourself, Lecher, there wouldn't be Mechuyif to say Emes, even though I think that is the minigoyim. Sif, Dalit. Now, even though you're supposed to be mechavan in the Tzar Kriyishma, however, Lamaisa, this is the only pasuk that's ma'akiv, and therefore, we're ma'arli kavan in the first pasuk, even though, Baruch Shem Kivayin Machusi Lelam Vod, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah Paskins in Siman Samach Gimel, that if a person wasn't mechavan in Baruch Shem, he should say it again. Nevertheless, there's a different reason why you're supposed to say it quietly. Memela, the minig is not to be ma'ir the kavana al saying it b'kol rom, only in the first pasuk. Sif hey, noyegin litein yadeim al pneim b'kriyas pasuk rishon kidei shlo yistakov davar achra shemoinim lechavim. The minig is, this was the makor lecharis from Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who saw that Yigimol Mabez, that a person should put their hand, which the Mishnah Berurah says the right hand, and the Pashtus even a lefty, puts his right hand on his eyes, that he to cover his eyes, that he shouldn't look at anything else. Now, I think most people probably close their eyes. So if you close your eyes, then you bet them there's no reason to put your hand on your eyes. I did see some of the Lashonis, I think, of the, maybe the Arizal, that the Indian is to close your eyes with your hand. Does that mean to just cover over your eyes with your hand? L'chair, if you keep your eyes open and you're just putting your hand on top of it, then you really have to do a good job covering over your eyes, or else you're going to be able to, your peripheral vision is going to be able to, all around, bother a person. Something can be renee him from kavana. However, the minig is certainly to cover your eyes. Now, it's not ma'akiv, and if a person has more kavana, if they read it from a siddur, so it's brought down as Elisha Yisrael, one of the artists, he says that I forgot who he brought it from, then in the Chanami, read it from a siddur. The Nakuda is, we saw in the Torah says, do whatever you could do to be ma'ur the kavana. That means anything, even though you're not supposed to, like we're going to see in the next sif, that even though you're not supposed to be kuritz, v'remez, in the middle of Shema, however, you light it tilt your head, ukedeme, why? Because that's ma'ur the kavana, and it's not mafriya the kavana. This aval hachar remizi l'terach kavana, the Mishnah Berurah says. So whatever is l'terach kavana, if you need to clench your hands, whatever it is that you have to do to be ma'ir the kavana, that's fine. That's not a problem. The meila to look inside. If he's more kavana looking inside, then he should look inside. The sif vav l'terach l'arach b'ches shalechad kedei shiamach hakadosh baruch hu b'shemayim ve'aretz l'zeh remiz hachoytet hoytet shemem tzagag ha'ches. The Chabur brings down that a person should mechaven part of the kavanas in the ches and part in the dalid. A third of the length of that he's being marach should be in the ches and two thirds in the dalid. L'mayis the Mishnah Berurah at the end says v'yeshayimim shalayarach b'ches klal rak yechaven kol b'dalas v'chein kasav agrabim b'yuroi. And that's probably the best etzah for many people, so they don't start trying to say the cheses, and they say it too, either they say it too long, chod, and then it's like if there's another aleph there, or there's an extra letters that are added in. But meila, the best thing is to be marich in the dalet. The problem is, how are you marich in the dalet? You can't be marich in the dalet. There's no way to be marich in the dalet. So not only do you have to be marich with the dalet's kavanah, you have to be marich with the cheses kavanah is also in the dalet, and you can't. So those that bring a rye from here to the Havara of the Teimani, that they're Dalid, there's a difference between Dalid that's Dogish and not Dogish, and the Echad is really like a Tho, TH. And the TH, you could be Marich, Echad, right? You could be Marich for as long as you want. However, the Minigarlim is not to do that, not to be Marich in the Dalid like the Tho. Rather, the Minigarlim is, like the Bab says, Yarech Benishmas. Ruchai be nishmas piv, ruach piv, I think is his lashon. The more meduktik lashon is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which we had on the Mar Mekemes, that he says yarech b'machshavtoi lamlichei v'dalet ruchais b'kriyas ha'dalet v'achareo b'terem sheyasil baruch shein. You start when you're saying the dalet being mechaven, but in the Hanami, it's going to, a lot of the kavan is going to be after you finish the dalet. You're imarich in the machshava, not marich in the dibur. That's the way. So as soon as he starts saying dalad, he starts thinking about the dalad ruchos, and he finishes off his kavana after he finishes saying the entire word of the dalad. That's not to.
It's regular just echad.
It's regular just echad with a lot of kavana. Yeah. For the most part, yes, it is. Because if you're going to try to start doing the marach and the ches, I mean marach and the dalads, then you're going to mess up something here or there. It's going to be echad, or echad, and either way, it's not good. And therefore, echad, and as you're saying the as you're really saying the echad, you could say, you could start thinking the Kadosh Baruch Hu's moishel shamayim v'aretz v'dalad ruchais, which is really the kavana person has to think. It doesn't say here in Shulchan Aruch, even though it's brought down to the Mitzvah, Darkei Moshev and Yerushalmi, Zayin Rekiyos, and Aretz, this is eight altogether, like Ches. Lamais the Mechaber doesn't bring that down over here. Shemayim Aretz is all you have to think. And Yishlayin, we'll have to see, when we get up to Samach Gimel, what exactly is Ma'akiv in the Kavana? When we get up to the Lachas, if a person was Mechaven the first blessing, let's go back. What wasn't he Mechaven? He wasn't Mechaven the Shemayim Aretz, he wasn't Mechaven the Dal Ruchis, he wasn't Mechaven Hoya Hoy Viviyah of the Hashem. Was Mechavim to go off Shemayim? What was in Mechavim? Then he has to go back. Then we'll get to their Beis Hashem Yisbarach. Zayin, Yad Gish Tif Zayin, Yad Gish B'Dalid Shaloi Teik Reish. Yad Gish B'Dalid, that it shouldn't be like a Reish. What is this halacha b'chlal? How do you mix up a Dalid with a Reish? The only way you can possibly mix up a Dalid with a Reish is the way that it looks when it's written. A Dalid and a Reish look pretty similar, just one sticks out in the back a little bit. But aside from that, where else can you mix up a Dalid and a Reish? So the truth is that I saw the Shulchan Aruch, brought down the Shulchan Aruch, that he says in a Hanami. Because since when a person is reading, and when it looks like the Dal and Reish looks very similar, Memela, it could be that the guy's going to mix it up. Just be Madgish, when a person is Margul himself to Madgish the Dalin, then it won't happen that he's going to come to say a Reish by accident. Because it sounds like he's being Mechar from a Gadif. And if he says Acher, Rahman Aslan, Memela, just be Madgish, that he won't come to that. Now it's a little bit interesting, and Mechaber brought this down to Sivim after the Sif, that he told you to close your eyes and not look inside the Sidr. So he's telling you not to, and then he's telling you that you might mix up this, the Dalit and the Reish. I mean, it could be that since you're supposed to be Matayer, the Ayin and the Dalit, and therefore the Eid, the big Ayin at the end of Shema, and the Dalit at the end of Echod, those that are Matayer, it's therefore you're doing Matayer in your head, you're going to think Reish instead of Dalit. However, that's the Chura, where the Makor is coming from. Other than that, I haven't seen a Pshat in how it is that a person can mix up. We're trying to, maybe the Israeli races with the Dalits, like the Taimanim, like, but still a pretty big stretch.
If the race is pronounced as R, then that's something that could be confused with the Dalit, Echor. It could be a R at the end as opposed to a D.
Echor. But it's a totally different way of saying it from your mouth. Echor. Echor. Israeli Russians. But it's still with a different. It comes out of one of the Meitzi Piv. It comes out differently from your mouth. Okay, maybe as an American, I simply don't know. I stand corrected. Sif Chet. Lo yachtev b'ches, lo yarech b'alif. A person shouldn't be choytev b'ches and yarech b'alif. Choytev b'ches, the way that the Rabbi says is to read it with a chataf, not chataf as opposed to a komatz, a chataf meaning a shvo, as opposed to a komatz, which is a chud, which has no mashmois, and the melo, it should be with a komatz as opposed to a shvo. Sif tes, asa lo mishmash mash tefalmen, bein shekoyf ala teve, shem mishmash ma, bein shekoyf ala patik rishrein. Person should not be kreifel, shema. One is maguna and one is meshatkin oisai. Machlokes rishonim, which is which. Either one shouldn't do. The Be'er Halacha declares whether or not it's makiv afilu b'dieved. The shaila is, what does a person do if he wasn't mechaven? He's not supposed to say shema a second time. And this, many people have been having trouble since we're starting to learn the halachas. They weren't mechaven, but now what do you do? You can't go back. So Lamais the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not a problem to, you could say Shema another time, just say it quietly. The truth is that Rucham Kinevsky, I saw from Rucham Kinevsky and from the Chutshani, Ibn Zekrelitz, Yvon Lachaim, Berul Min Chaim Lachaim, that they both brought down from their uncle, the Chazanish, Mekubal from the Chazanish, that he said Sai with the first blessing in Kriya Shema and Sai with the first bracha in Shemayin Esrei. If a person was a Mechavin, as long as he hasn't started the next pasuk, he can be mechaven everything that up until then. Mechaven the entire pasuk afterwards. Thinking in his mind, you say something, and then he was wondering what it means. That's also an oifin of kavana. So you say Shema Yisrael Shem Kedosh Shemachon, and then have kavana. The Maisa, the way that I heard from Berkowitz is it's better not to do the way, better to do like the Mishnah Berurah says, that to say it again quietly, or to wait a little bit. If you wait a little bit, like the Taz says, that's also fine. It's not clear how much time you have to wait. How much time do you have to wait that it shouldn't be as if you're saying it another time? Not clear. I did see brought down from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that as long as you wait the time that it says to say one word, then you're ready to be mafsik. I looked it up in the Shulchan Aruch, I didn't find it. So I'm not sure, I didn't want to quote it really, because I don't know, I didn't understand it either. So I went to go look it up, but I couldn't find it. Not exactly clear, as long as it doesn't look like you're saying it another time, twice in a row, that's really the nekuda. So you wait, you don't want to wait too long, because then the chazan's already going to be finished. You wait a little bit of time, l'chara, it's already not nishma. For that word you could. The question is for an entire pasuk. Because this, maybe that's not the derech. A person says a word, you mechaven what you're saying. Especially if you started the kavana with the dalet while you're saying the word. The fact that it continued afterwards, that's the seder. The question is, can you do that? Can a person say the entire Shemayin Esrei? And then he gets to Baruch Atah Hashem Vashalim. Ah. And he wants to be a chayzer from Baruch Atah Hashem and the Kenev Kev Yisainu. There's got to be some time that it's no chayzer, no shaykhiz. Something which is the derech, then we could reckon that to be considered as if you still be mechaven kavana. The one shouldn't say Baruch Hashem Kavayim Achusim Lom Ved to be masik l'chayra, because that would be a hefsik. You want to be that's a hefsik which is not necessary l'chayra, and therefore you shouldn't be masik in anything more than needed between the Habayi Chabam Yisrael Be'ava and the Shema that you're being gaitzim with. V'meila, you should, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the best thing to do is to say it again quietly, is not a problem. And if there's no one there, then even if he says you can say it aloud, it's not a problem. Not a problem. Is this din that you shouldn't say Shema Dafka in the first pasuk of Shema, or is it applied to the rest of the psukim as well? That the Mishnah Berurah brings down. He says, Miloshin Arif L'chor Le Mashma Kain. It's Mashma that it doesn't just apply to the. He brings up a basis of pasuk Rishon V'Hola in Chashash. Miloshin Arif is Mashma that it is a problem. And Gam Amir Yimachmer Bazeh. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing as Meduyik in the Rambam, that any pasuk from Kriya Shema, a person should not be grateful. Mashma dafka kriyashma and moedim, which we saw, I mean amen va'amen, as we're going to see in a minute. However, it sounds like other psukim, other things that you're saying. You're hanoisin shelek hatzomer, hanoisin shelek hatzomer, hanoisin shelek hatzomer. You say pareisayach yadecho. I had a rebbe used to say pareisayach yadecho three times. Every time he said it, not because it was mechaven, because each time it was mechaven a different kavana. So he told us what the kavana was. That's the ikur. The Iker Pasuk of the Hope to get the Zimram. Mele, he used to say it three times. Is that a problem? So if you're saying it with Kavano, or if you're saying it with a different Kavano, or you're saying because he didn't have Kavano, it's not a problem. I did see in the Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Chof Aleph, but they didn't have Moedim Moedim. He says, B'chal, a person should know. He says, his lashon is, B'chal yeshul noya shlo yleim ha'tev ha'achaz beiz pomim, ha'ash lefnei melech basav adomei noitin kein, lefnei melech melech ha'melech ha'kadosh baruch hu l'kol shekein. A person doesn't speak, when he's speaking to his friend, he's speaking to a melech, he's not going to say something twice, then certainly not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if the reason is because you want to mechaven, then there's a big difference. Or if you're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Or the reason is because you want to be mechaven another kavanah, then it's not me. It's like you're being masmit to the, you're saying another thing to the king, kilu. L'chura, that would be okay. Tif yud, kishikur kriyash ma'la mitosoy, motor lekus kol aparash v'lach, l'kresh yish mishar mishikam bazing, yish nizam v'lem repasik rishin. Shtei palmim, says Ramah. When it comes to Kriyas Shema L'mitzvah, then the Mechaber says him that Be'etzim you're allowed to say the entire Parsha twice, even saying Shema a second time. V'yeshayimim, that even when you say the Parsha a second time, you shouldn't start from Shema, rather you should start from Va'avto. How does Mishnah Berurah Pasuk in L'mitzvah? In Simin Reish Lamed Tes, we saw that Roy, not to start from the first Pasuk, Roy to start from Va'avto. Mashmar Mi'ikra Adin, in a Chanami, we go like this, Fimus HaMechaber, you could start from Shema again, however, Roy to start from Va'avto. Now, to just, even if you're going to pass them like the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Goyin, some of them had trouble with this, what does the Goyin mean? The Goyin means that you shouldn't say just the first Pasuk another time, say it again and again. Even though, I'm telling you, you're allowed to say the entire Parsha when it's Kriyas Shema L'mitzvah. Why? Because it's not Latzeit, it's Kedei for Shmiro. However, to just say the Pasuk Rishon Bovad a few times, then in Hanami, that you shouldn't do, even according to the Mechaber. The what happens, somebody asked me actually on Thursday, and my Mordechai talks about it. What happens when you get to Shnai Megvecha Targum? Can you say the Pasuk two times? Or say the Parsha two times? Is that a problem? Says my Mordechai, Kriyosoi, Mechachaz Alov, that it's not a problem, they're not doing it to Mikabel, therefore it's not a problem. It happens to be the Kavach Chaim says you should say the second time quietly. But I think that the Minig Olim is maybe like the Maamar Mordechai, Kriyosoi, Mechachaz Alov, you're not being Mikabel, there's no Shnei Rishuyos here, it's not a problem. L'chura, if you can extrapolate from here, then it would help us for a lot of different scenarios. There's a song, Shema Yisrael, that's also, you say again and again, L'chair, are you allowed to sing that? Are you allowed to sing such a song? Now, if it's only a shir, then L'chair, it's not a problem. Because it's clearly that it's not. I saw the Tiferes Yisrael, you're not saying Shem Hashem. I saw the Tiferes Yisrael in Mishnayis, in Parakei, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, in the Boyaz. He brings down, he says that it's not a problem. Derech Shir is not a problem. He only said B'tzibur B'korom, but he says Derech Shir is not a problem. Now the Chora, maybe this is also a limud zchus for those people that when they're saying Shema, they meant they repeat words because they weren't mechavin or they didn't say properly. Shema, Shema, however many times they say it, doesn't make a difference. Either you could sign it, first of all, they didn't say it the first time. They're not saying it twice. But even without that, the Chora, it's clear that they're not trying to mechavel shtei reshuyis. It's because they're trying to mechavin. And it doesn't look like it. It's when a person says Shema, Shema, or he says Shema, the whole pasuk. Then it looks. Then there's already chesar. Kokama that it's quietly. Kokama that it's in muhach mitoichoi. Maybe it's not a problem. Even though maybe those that say one should be careful. If you could be careful, certainly you should be careful. However, l'cher there's a limud chus. If you're all, if I'm in bashmiris b'slichas v'yir kippur b'tvilas nila shnei pomlin pasuk shma yisol. Yesh lamdam shalom yomru. If you malam them not to say Shema ever twice, the Bach says it's not a problem. I mean, you called him, you don't have to worry about it. Lamaisa, I couldn't think of any place where our minig is to say Shema twice in a row. Lamaisa, except for a song. Sifrid Beis. Hashemu alekim shemim oisev yom kippur b'tvilas nila shevapomim minikosheru. Yeshem sheish lizar shleilana shal shum bracha shleipomim amin. There are those that say one should not say amin on the same bracha. On Shlenas al Shum Bracha Shtei Pabim Amin. The question is, what happens when you hear two brachas? When you hear two brachas, what should you do? So the Maaseh Mishabura says, you could say Amin and it goes on both of them, or you could say Amin v'Amin. That seems to be the best possible. Im Yomer Amin v'Amin Adif Tvei, says the Mishabura. What happens if, that's talking about two different brachas. What happens if you're, it's pretty common, there's three people, or five people, or 15 people saying Kaddish. And they get up to Dami Rami Amavim Ruami, and Dami Rami Amavim Ruami, Dami Rami Amavim Ruami. What do you do in such a case? How many Amin should you be saying? So if it's after Kedei Dibur, ask the question of Rebbe, if it's after Kedei Dibur, so then he says you could say Amin on both of them. But if it's after Kedei Dibur, then say Amin on just one, and it'll go on both of them. You don't need to say on both of them. Her, you could say Amin V'Amin. It happens to be it's the same Racha. Two different people. You could say Amin V'Amin. Now, which Amin should you say? You have a choice. You could say either to the first one, or you could say to the second one. Say to the first one, because Yom HaVirin Al-Mitzvah. Say to the second one, because it looks like it's going more on both of them. Either way, L'chur, you're okay. Sif Yud Gimel, final Sif for today, Be'ez Hashem, is Achar Pasik Rishon, Tzarech Loimer, Baruch Hashem, Kavod Malchusei, Lom V'ad B'chashai. After the first Pasik, you say, Baruch Hashem, Kavod Malchusei. The Shaila is, why do we say Baruch Shem? So the Gemara Pesachim says, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, Yaakov Avinu did say it. So since Yaakov Avinu said it, and Moshe didn't say it, so we don't want to say it because Moshe didn't. Yaakov Avinu did say it, so we're not going to not say it. Therefore, we say it B'chashai. The question is, if L'maisa Moshe Rabbeinu after Yaakov Avinu didn't say it, so why are we saying it? L'maisa didn't put it into the Torah, so it doesn't belong there, so why are we saying it? So if you look at the Marasham Sachim on Nuvav, he says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it and Yaakov Avinu did say it is because Yaakov Avinu, when he said it, he was saying it in response to his sons, Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. They were saying to him, Shema Yisrael, hear Israel, our father, Yaakov Avinu. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're Makabal, Omach Shemayim on ourselves. Now it says, Kishem Hashem Ekro, Havu Goyed Lelokeinu. In the Beis HaMikdash, when they would say Shem Hashem, they would say, Baruch Shem Kvod Mechusei Lom Vad. They would answer, Havu Goydel, Lelekenu. Melo, when the sons were makabel on themselves, Omar Shemayim, he was Havu Goydel, he gave Goydel Lelekenu, he said, Baruch Shem Kvod Mechusei Lom Vad. That means when you're saying it as Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, then it passes to say it as Baruch Shem Kvod Mechusei Lom Vad. L'maisa Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was giving it over to Klal Yisrael, he was being malam in Klal Yisrael. He wasn't being makabel Omar Shemayim at that time. He's in Malam and Klai, so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said? The Mele, he didn't say it, because he wasn't in Kamal Shemayim. It's not that there was Be'etma Machloikis here. Even Moshe Rabbeinu was masking. The Mele, when we say it as a Kabbalah Masal Shemayim, it passes to say it. But Lamaisa, it's not in between the Pasuk of Shema and Vahafta and the Torah. Therefore, we say B'chashayim.
We're the ones that said it, no?
We're the ones that say it. Our four.
We're answering to ourselves?
When, when you're makam al shemayim, then you're havo goydel. It's usually somebody else. The inyan is to be give havo goydel, and that's the inyan of when a person says shem shemayim levatola, to say baruch shem kaveinu shem levay. What does that do? It's kilu maila the shem shemayim that it shouldn't be levatola because you said shem Hashem. You say when you mask the Shem Shemayim, it shouldn't be for nothing. It should be for the purpose of being Meshabeach. Their kavana was that. Our kavana is Klal. The what happens if a person wasn't mechavin when he said Baruch Hashem Kavan Melchus Elam Ved, or he didn't say Bechlal? So that's this long bir halacha. The ma'aseh, the maskana of the bir halacha is that if you didn't say Bechlal, L'chari Yoyetzer, if he says you can say it whenever you remember to say it, L'maisa Aruch HaShulchan says L'chari, there's no makim to say it in the middle of Shema, it would be a hefsik in the middle, L'chari. If you weren't Mechavin, then the Mishnah Berurah comes out, and this is what the Aruch HaShulchan says as well. He says that if you didn't continue Vayter to Vahafto, then you should go back and then you say Baruch Hashem Kavan Chosei another time. However, if you already continued, then it's not ma'akin. Ha'inu lechatchila, if you're saying it, you should say it right. And if you weren't mechavin, go back. If you continued and you weren't mechavin, then you do not have to go back. That's l'maisa, how the minig ha'olam to pass in Sadev Shlomo Zalman. Also, he went like that, like this Mishnah Berurah, like this Aruch HaShulchan. Now, what's with Baruch Hashem Kavan Chosei Lam Vaed? In a case where you're not saying it in the middle of Shema, do you have to say it dafka b'chashai or not? For example, somebody says a bracha levatala. Does he have to say baruch shem kavan levayed quietly or not? There's a chokhmah shlema here that brings from a tzlach. It says that the only problem to say it out loud is when you're saying it in Shema. There you're being mafsik kiilu in the Shema, and therefore you shouldn't be mafsik. If you're going to say it out loud, it's kiilu as a hefsik. But any other time you're saying baruch shem, it's not a problem. The chokhmah shlema of Shlomo Kluger asks him, he says if that's the case, there's a pasuk in Yom Kippur, how do we say it aloud? If the only reason is because we're not supposed to say it because it's Shevach and the Malachim and therefore on Yom Kippur Malachim to say it. But if the Talmud is like the Tzlach is saying that it's a hefsik when you say it aloud, so then Yom Kippur right to have a mafsik. Elamai says you should never really say it aloud even when you're not saying Mel Kriyashma. Lamaisa, that there are different minhagim. When it comes to Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur, then the minig is to say it aloud. What's with Yom Kippur Katan? There, some people say it aloud, some people don't say it aloud. The minig in the mirror is yes to say it aloud. You go to other places, Prushim, they don't say it out loud. So if you're holding there and all of a sudden it's just quiet after they say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Yisrael, Hashem for 10 seconds, because everybody's saying Baruch Hashem by themselves. And then they kick into Hashem Huayakim. Lamai Seher from Berkowitz, he says there, it's Bechinas Yom Kippur. So therefore, Yom Kippur comes, Bechinas Yom Kippur. So therefore, that's the minute you get to say it out loud. And he says Lamai Seher, anytime also on a Bracha Levatel, that's not a problem to say it out loud. I did say, I think, B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, that he says in Echanam, you shouldn't, when he's saying Baruch Hashem Kavanah Selam Vayin Brach Lavatal, to say it quietly. Though I heard a Maisa, that somebody came in, maybe it was quietly, the person overheard, but a person came in and he saw Rabbi Yashiv and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech HaYolam Shecholek Mechaf Masai V'Yireyav. And Rabbi Yashiv said, Baruch Hashem Kavanah Selam Vayin. So I don't know, maybe it was I guess the other person had to hear, so the purpose of the other person hearing. But the last halacha, and that
the,
is
the end of Anabekoyah.
So I heard the way the Rebbe said it is that anytime that it's said as a shevach for a kaddish baruch hu is kilu zir bim shabeach, then you don't say it aloud. So there maybe in a chanami in such cases it shouldn't. It's part of the shevach, part of the tefilas, and you shouldn't say it out loud. The baruch shem kavanah selam v'bracha is not for the purpose of saying shevach. It's that it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. So therefore, it's not a problem. And in Yom Kippur on erev. And Yom Kippur Katan, it's Bechinas Yom Kippur. But in Chanami, according to that, you should not say it out loud. Ulai. The last halacha is, should you be Mashmir L'Aznav Baruch Shem Kvar Mechus Elam Vad? Yitzadech we saw that Shema, L'Chatchila person is Baruch Shem Mashmir L'Aznav. Even if he wasn't, he's Yetze. The question is, L'Chatchila, should you be Mashmir L'Aznav? Is it like Shmuel Nesli is supposed to daven quietly, Kevach Chaim says, and nevertheless to be Mashmila Aznav or not? The Maisa, the truth is that we can say that the Chor is totally in the Chabur that we spoke about Mashmila Aznav. If you've not Mashmila Aznav, it doesn't have a shame Dibur, then in Chanami, you should be Mashmila Aznav. Mashenkin, if it's only for Dimur the Kavana, then in Chanami, in such a case, it's better that you shouldn't say it out loud. However, the way that I heard from Berkowitz is that the Pashto says, since it's a din to say Balachash, then you don't dafka have to be Mashmil Aznav. I don't know, you could say Balachash and be Mashmil Aznav, either way, it's not Ma'akiv.